I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. I know you're mad. We got Zach coming up at
8:20.
Oh, you didn't sound too happy.
We just had somebody.
You screamed, are we going to do Homer Radio for the next 4 months? You screamed it. You
for
sounded
that,
like me.
In that case, I'll do Homer Radio over Deshaun Watson, the guy that I wanted. Yes, but if you're telling me we're doing Homer Radio over convincing ourselves that we can go far with Jacoby Brissett, no.
I'm not saying we can go far with Jacoby Brissett. I'm saying, can I get to 4-4 with Jacoby Brissett? I don't know the schedule.
Yeah, it would be tough. A lot would have to go their way. We'd have to play the schedule game on that, and of course we can't. There are some schedule leaks out. 4-4, they'd have to prove that they learned a lot.
But are the leaks real?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
The Browns and Stefanski would have to prove that they learned a lot from what happened last year.
I'd hope so.
With a quarterback that could not perform in the offense and could not do what was needed. And I don't know. Maybe Brissett can. I thought he was a decent maybe below average starter, but a backup that could be good.
Yeah.
But he was not good last year. I mean, he just wasn't.
So, looking at last year's stats. He was 2-3. He was 2-3, 144 of 225, 62.7%, 5 touchdowns, 4 picks. So you brought up their careers. Now, Jacoby Brissett has been playing for 6 years. Baker's only been playing for 4. His career average is 60.2. Baker Mayfield's career percentage. Mm-hmm. His completion percentage, that's what you're going by, right? 61.6.
Yeah, the most basic of numbers,
but
yes.
But the thing I would say
but
as well.
So low.
He's a backup. He doesn't play. He played in 16 games in 2017. He's 4-11. He played in 11 games. He played in 11 games last year. He was 2-3. If he has to play for any significant amount of time, he was set, by the way, 7-8 in Indianapolis in 2019, played 15 games. If he has to play in any significant amount of time, he's not that great. Not that great. 2019, he had a nice year. 18 touchdowns, 6 picks, but they moved on from him. That's what he is. He doesn't have a significantly long period of time to play. Baker's had a significantly longer period of time to play. That's why I think your numbers are a little skewed there. You can't just say completion percentage and that's it. One has been a bona fide starter in the league. The other guy has been basically a backup and has never really truly been thought of as a starter, and he's not really truly thought of as a starter here. I'm not trying to sell anybody the hogwash. I'm not trying to do that. Mm-hmm. I know he's a backup. I know that they don't want him to play. I don't want him to play. I want Deshaun Watson to play, but we might be stuck here. So if he plays for 8 games, can I get the 3-5 or 4-4? I don't know how it's going to work out here. So I really got to find out. But when you say, my problem is when you say 61% versus 60%, both aren't very good.
Right.
One guy.
Well, no, both are the worst.
Both are bad, yeah. But one guy. I think Baker's actually, it's more against him. Jacoby Brissett, when did they take Jacoby Brissett? Wasn't he third round, 91st overall?
Yeah.
One guy was number one overall, for crying out loud.
Right. No, again, all I'm saying, it's not even really about Jacoby Brissett because no teams have a backup that's going to put them in great position to win if their guy goes down.
Rochelle just said you're not mad, you're passionate.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
But that's the reality of the NFL when you miss a guy. And I would say this. Let's say you had Deshaun Watson for all 17 games, and then he injures his ankle in week 15, and he's limping around the last few weeks, mm-hmm. and you end up missing the playoffs. What are fans going to say? they'd say, oh, the minute he got that injury and that was it. Well, we're talking here in this hypothetical about 8 games. Mm. No team expects their team to make the playoffs when their starter misses 8 games. You just don't expect your team to do it. How many times does that even happen?
I also think,
especially in the loaded AFC. It's not like we're in the NFC here.
I also think,
or the NFC East.
What would you say there was no Brissett? Mm-hmm. It was Baker Mayfield. No Deshaun Watson. Say Deshaun Watson went somewhere else.
Yeah. Healthy Baker.
And it were healthy Baker. Now
give him a shot.
He had the same numbers. Yeah. Wouldn't you expect better than 4-4? So
yeah. Well, especially, last year we expected more than that, obviously.
You're ripping these things, but if I got a guy who's relatively in the same numbers-wise, except he has played two, he's been on an NFL roster for 2 more years, then I think that skews a little bit. Also, Pro Football Focus did rank him the 15th best quarterback. Thank you to TA.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Just giving TA us so much listening. More confidence in PFF and their ranking system.
Wow, you're going to be the one with the problem.
Well, everybody just picks. Guys,
I've gone on this
rant before. There are so many ranking systems.
Get Gorilla
now
Sam Monson
that
on.
Everybody can find the ranking system that supports their player and say, hey, look, well, Greg Rosenthal had him here. Pete Prisco had him here. PFF had him here. You know, Ward Sharp had him here. Like, you realize you could do this out. There are enough ranking systems where you can find an argument for whatever.
But I only want to pay attention to the ones that make me feel better.
By the way,
That's the difference here.
Greg Rosenthal has him 34th. In the definitive Greg Rosenthal rankings.
You know, Greg Rosenthal.
I only like him because he does a podcast with Jezelnik. That's one of my favorite
comedians. I want to do the Kyrie Irving thing. What do you want to do? Which one you want to do?
We got to go to the calls here.
Damn it! Kyrie Irving likes Cleveland again, Tone. You don't want to hear that?
I don't think he does. Does he?
9:40. I'm getting it in, damn it. It's going to happen one of these days. Josh in Florida. Hello.
What's up, fellas? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I'm not trying to, rain on your parade, but
yes, you are.
Lima.
Okay. You don't want to rain on my parade. You agree with Lima, who just shouted at us for doing Homer Radio for over the next 4 months. Well, the season hasn't even started. They haven't even been in OTAs yet.
I live down here, man. And I have buddies over. They force me to put the Dolphins.
Congratulations. You don't have an income tax. What else do you want from me, Josh?
Well, hey, I'm just saying I've seen the man, and I'm not trying to, poo-poo on Jones.
Yeah, you are.
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, you are.
But when you were on vacation, Ken, we had G. Bush on here with Lima, and I called in and presented that idea. Hey, maybe we need to draft a quarterback. Lima seems somewhat intrigued, and then G. Bush completely shot it down. Like, oh, no, Jacoby's good.
Wait a minute. You want to draft a quarterback just to start the season? You want to draft a quarterback in this draft class to start the season instead of Deshaun Watson? Now I'm the one getting mad and loud.
No. We don't know if Deshaun Watson's going to start, man. I'm not saying this. I'm just saying I think he might get suspended. I'm in that belief, okay?
You're really hanging him over the fence there, aren't you, Josh?
I'm just trying to be realistic about it.
I'm glad somebody's telling the truth around here.
Yeah, I don't want him to be suspended, but if I had to be,
I haven't heard that a million times either.
Oh, come on,
Josh.
Your voice should be bad.
Come on.
It's enough of that. You telling me Josh really called up you guys while I was in Jamaica and said he wanted a rookie quarterback to play this year and to start this year instead of Jacoby Brissett? If Deshaun Watson were suspended?
If they would have taken Pickett, it would have deprived us of one of the greatest days we've had on the radio, making fun of Pittsburgh.
In hindsight, the other highly rated quarterbacks weren't drafted until like the 80s or 90s.
So. Oh, that's true. So if he was saying, we can wait on
him. Quarterback in that class. Who was the kid from Western Kentucky, like Booby Booby or whatever the guy's name was?
That was his name.
Booby Jared Lorenzen Jr.
No, hey, easy.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., man. Ed in Bay Village, congratulations on all your success.
Contact still in the
field. Well, thank you, guys. Hi. So, thinking of this strategically from Deshaun Watson and the Browns camp, assuming that he settles his cases, there's probably not going to be a suspension until he settles cases. If the 22 season is going well, then they hold the line, keep up the fight, and don't settle anything to 23. So you get a full season out of Deshaun. If this season is going poorly for whatever reason, maybe they pull the trigger, settle the cases in 22, and start the suspension immediately. I would assume a 10-game suspension.
10?
Room for argument brought back down to 6 or 8. Yeah. So then maybe you wrap the last four games of 22 in a bad season and the first few games in 23.
10 games in?
10's a disaster. I mean, 8's a disaster, too.
But I mean,
yeah, you just made a whole 40-minute argument out. 8's a disaster. You better say 8's a disaster over there.
I mean, you had to assume. The Browns had to assume it was going to be.
I don't know. Ed, every time the Browns have talked, now maybe it's the what are they supposed to say? Every time they talk and some of the stuff that's gotten back to us from other people off the record.
Thank you, Ed.
Seems like they are very confident that this is going to be minimal. But, you know, Jerry Jones was confident, too, and went after the NFL when they gave Ezekiel Elliott, who was never charged, never.
That was one incident.
It was multiple incidents with one accuser. Yeah. And that was domestic violence, but six games for Zeke. And that was Jerry Jones, one of the most influential guys and owners in the league.
The quarterback of Western Kentucky is Bailey Zappi.
Oh, that's right.
I was close. I thought that was Boomy.
I thought that was a cartoon or a comic strip character from the 40s.
You know who the head coach of Western Kentucky is?
Who's that?
Doesn't matter. John in Cleveland. Hello. It's actually Clay Helton's brother, Tyson. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to try to stay on Lima's question that he asked, if I felt like this was a lost season. I think that's a trick question because I fully expect him to get suspended. I'm not naive or stupid. But if it is an eight-game suspension... How can we make any accurate assessment of this season? How can we call it lost? How can we call it success? If we don't have our best player, how can I put anything into the next season and say it's this, that, or anything else? How do I do that?
I mean, I get what you're saying, John. Thank you for the call. I don't think that that's realistic at all because you go back to the Indianapolis Colts. They didn't have Peyton Manning with the neck injury for an entire year. They fired people. Jim Irsay fired people. Jim Irsay fired a general manager.
I totally forgot about that.
We make these decisions based on where we think the team's going and based on how the owner feels that day, how the owner feels that the direction of the franchise is going. So
the caller
made a great point. It's just not realistic in practice in January.
Here's another thing that absolutely would happen. If he misses like eight games and he comes in to Deshaun Watson and it doesn't look like it looked in even Houston. By the way, don't we think Deshaun Watson with an NBA-like contract
isn't gonna
maybe say, hey, maybe I want this guy. Maybe I want that guy. Oh, Sean Payton's available. Like he's got power that very few quarterbacks, very few players in the NFL have had. He's got like NBA power now with this guaranteed contract.
Brendan Gulick, 920, a mea culpa at 940. Next, Zach Jackson, Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got Will Brinson tweeting at you over Jacoby Brissett. I hope you feel good.
Those NC State guys. They stick
also,
together.
Also, Scott Sable, meteorologist of Fox 8, has sent us a huge thing, and he's smart. I'm not. It looks very comprehensive about sliding into first base.
Scott, I'll take a look at it at study hall so I don't have homework later.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We speak to another smart person and a person who's even in a worse mood about football than our own Anthony Lima. Ladies and gentlemen, Zach Jackson at Akron Jackson on Twitter. and he is one of the co-hosts of the A to Z podcast. Hello.
Hi, guys. The only time I listen to you all year is for the schedule game on Friday, so I'm ready.
Well,
about that.
Yeah. We can't talk about that. Nope, can't do it because, well, Sarah,
another
you know,
letdown.
Sarah Ono runs the show now. I don't know what to tell you. All of a sudden, they couldn't play anything from previous Beatles songs, and we can't do anything from previous Ken Carmen shows with Anthony Lyman. All right. Anyway, Zach, first off, glad to see you. Glad to talk to you. Second of all, if Deshaun Watson is out for eight games, the first eight games, Dan Wetzel was on Afternoon Drive. He said eight games. If he's out for the first eight games, is it a lost season?
I mean, I don't think you can call it lost season because you don't know. Ever know which map it's going to take, but I mean, it would be a huge upset if the Browns would make the playoffs having to play Jacoby Brissett for eight games. So they won some games last year with up and down quarterback play, but I mean, the idea of this trade is to build the offense around Deshaun's talents and for Deshaun to eventually settle in and unlock parts of the offense that wasn't there. So I mean, the Browns have heavily invested in their run game and their O-line, and there's a lot of reasons that they chose Jacoby Brissett, you know, for his presence and his poise and what he's been through before. But I just think when you look at the AFC and the AFC North, it's hard to believe they would make the playoffs if Deshaun has to sit that long.
Well, that is the question about, Zach, whether or not Jacoby Brissett, somebody who I have liked, I feel bad I've had to trash him just because the homers started calling up and acted like he was a certifiable above-average starter.
Well, one guy said it, okay? It wasn't a bunch of homers calling
in. Oh, then they
in.
Got in on social media. Kenny, you saw what happened. I should have gone the route of Daryl Ryder at that point. I should have gone the route of Deshaun Watson. Started blocking them all.
You could go the route of Deshaun Jackson as well.
And I could do that as well. But Zach, give us reasonable expectation for what Jacoby is, because people have brought up that he's had bad offensive lines. That's been a huge issue. He's just never been accurate. And so who is he? What should be expected if, you know, he's starting in nine games?
Well, I mean, he's a backup quarterback, but he's started 37 games. The circumstances, the Thursday night game as a rookie, then getting to play with Tom Brady, then getting to share with Andrew Luck, except Andrew Luck retires. He has to play. You know, getting inserted last year into a bad offense with no run game. You know, all of these things matter to the Browns, and the Browns believe that he will and is right now embracing the offense, that it will be run like it's supposed to be, that he won't go out there and melt down, and they'll rely on their run game. But he's a backup quarterback. That's what he's been, and that's what he'll be. So they thought he was the top of the lot of the available backup quarterbacks, and they signed him, chose him over Case Keenum, who's been here for 2 years, right? But, you know, the push was for Mitch Trubisky. The push was for Marcus Mariota. It was not for Jacoby Brissett. The Browns think they did well, and we'll see. I mean, listen, if there's no suspension, Jacoby Brissett's a play away. You just don't know, right? And history says you don't make the playoffs when that happens, but they feel like, given the situation, that they're in the best hands that they can be in.
Zach Jackson, join us on the hotline. All right, let's move on to Jarvis Landry. Again in the news, it was reported, NFL Network, that he was offered a one-year deal, and basically Jarvis felt disrespected and said, thanks, but no thanks. But we're sitting here. There are receivers available. It was tough because he was so banged up last year, and the passing game in general was so horrific that I don't know how you evaluate any of those pass catchers, but they obviously like Njoku. So what happens with Jarvis Landry, and if they don't have him, are they missing anything?
Well, it's been rather obvious the Browns didn't want him back, right? I mean, we did the gushing tributes, which were deserved, and the Browns still have a hole for a veteran wide receiver. Jarvis, like, they just weren't going to pay him. Right. I mean, I'm guessing that it's a bet that when the injuries start, they don't stop. I mean, he's 29. So, you know, Jarvis can play. He's played at a really high level. He brings a lot. And he's, to me, he's always fit the Ravens, right? He blocks. He's super experienced when most of their guys aren't. He's used to catching inaccurate passes. Like, that's a great fit for him. So maybe Jarvis thought that he was going to get the Chiefs job that Juju got. Juju's 5 years younger than Jarvis. You know, maybe he really thought there was going to be a reunion here, but I just didn't ever think that there was going to be. So, you know, for wide receiver, for defensive tackle, maybe in a couple other positions, you know, the Browns get on the field a week from today, and they have basically 4 weeks of going through stuff, and they will let the young guys play, and they will evaluate it, and then they'll look at their outside options. So, you know, sometimes you have to move that timeline up a little bit because every other team is doing the same thing in this 4 to 5 week window and looking at their options, and they're pretty thin. But, you know, I think for a long time they've laid out what this receiver group is going to look like. They made the quick move for Amari and gave up a pick to make sure that they got him. You know, they are invested in Donovan Peoples-Jones and Anthony Schwartz, and obviously now in David Bell. And Jakeem Grant, you know, who's not a full-time wide receiver but can help you. So, you know, I don't think there's a ton of urgency there, and I don't think that Jarvis was ever coming back to the Browns. It's in that, the fact that that's news is just the latest baffling thing in this fantasy land offseason that we're having here on the periphery.
All right, Zach, but given that if it's not Jarvis, they will sign somebody. They will sign a veteran of some sort. I mean, pickings are getting slim. But knowing that, how do you think we're going to evaluate the Browns' pass catchers compared to the teams they'll be competing with, not only in the North, but the AFC?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to be the Bengals group, but it certainly could be better than the Ravens group. You know, it's probably not going to be the Steelers group, but we'll see. I don't know, Anthony. I mean, I've said all along, you know, I'm higher on Peoples-Jones than Schwartz, but I'm not dismissing either of those guys. Schwartz never based on 1 year. And Peoples-Jones, we've seen it. We just haven't seen it consistently. And the common denominator with late-round receivers who come out of nowhere and have great careers is they play with great quarterbacks.
So how good is the Browns roster overall, then? Do you like their roster? Do you think it's not good? Yeah, I mean, what the hell are we doing here?
It's a good roster. It is. And they told you that by what they did, that they think it is good, too, by what they did in the offseason. So it's a bunch of guys in the primes of their careers, right? It's there's some holes, some question marks, but every team has them. You know, I think part of the reason they did what they did in the draft is they think they hit two home runs last year with Newsom and Owusu-Koramoah, both of whom are 22 years old and, you know, just getting started in their careers. This is a good roster. So, I mean, I really believe the Browns are good enough to be the AFC's number one seed, and I really believe they're volatile enough. There's enough question marks that they could be under 500 again. So, to me, that's fun, and we'll see. But this is no doubt a good roster. Anthony, I don't know where you made up the top roster in the league talk. I mean, that was only happening on the propaganda show. Like, it's a good roster. It's similar to what it was last year.
You're talking last year when I said that people, they were the trendy pick to go to the Super Bowl, and that some people were saying they were the most complete or the best roster.
Nobody that knows a thing. Yeah, nobody that knows a thing was saying that. But it was a good roster. I don't think the offensive line played as well last year as it did the year before, and obviously the passing game ended up cratering. But they set out to remake the defense. They did. They're bringing almost everybody back. I mean, they're bringing basically the whole team back, and we're waiting on Clowney, right? 25 of the top 30 guys in terms of production and snaps and what you're counting on, they're back from a team that didn't make the playoffs. They're saying they're pretty good, and they're expecting ascension from guys, and they're expecting the pass game to be 100 times better, which obviously it should be.
Why are we waiting on Clowney?
That's a great question. I'm starting to think that maybe they were waiting on the suspension, because why would you pay a 29-year-old Jadeveon Clowney if he can't win the Super Bowl? But that's probably not the correct theory. It's probably just Clowney knows that they need him. Clowney says, look, I missed one game from injury. I played my butt off. I did this, and I want this amount. And they're saying, you're 29, you have an injury history, and how about this amount? So, you know, he's never needed it. He did sign in mid-April last year with the Browns, as we've talked about. But twice in his career, he's landed on a new team the week of the first game. Like, he's this is who he is. And he made clear last year when he finally started talking in December that he likes it here, that he wants to be back here, and that he likes to play for money. And he's not going to play for less. So, I don't know what the market is or isn't. I don't think the draft changed it anything drastically. You know, there's some other logical fits for Clowney, and they don't have the money. If you look at the cap space now, the Browns do. They have a comfort level here, and they have a huge gaping hole at left defensive end.
Why did they pay Clowney then last year for a season? If they, you didn't think they could
win the Super Bowl?
So
No, they thought they could.
Boy, we've really come a long way with Baker. Then why wouldn't Baker be a quarterback at all? I mean, why is he just persona non grata?
I mean, yeah, got a few segments. Like, this has been the major offseason. And I mean, there's some outrageous things being said about how Baker's being done wrong by the Browns, and that's just inaccurate. It's not true. I don't know exactly what you're asking here, Ken, but, like, I don't think it's Clowney's time. I just think, you know, there's a risk in taking on Jadeveon Clowney because he never stays in one place because you're not sure what you're going to get day in and day out. But the results, when they're good, are pretty good. And everything they've done this offseason points to him coming back. It just hasn't happened yet.
I ain't going to lie to you. I was just trying to find a way to put a white-hot spotlight on how bad things got between last summer and this upcoming summer when it comes to Baker Mayfield with the Cleveland Browns and how there's no way in hell that the Cleveland Browns could bring Baker Mayfield back to play for them in any form or fashion in 2022.
That's correct. And anybody who knows anything knows that. So where this other stuff comes from, I don't know. Like, you know, it's been baffling for sure.
We got all, like, Mark Domenech. You know,
they will trade him. They will get something. It won't be a lot. They'll pay to see him go. But yeah, he's not coming back in that facility. There's just no way.
And I totally agree. And Lyman and I have been saying it the whole time. But I got guys like OJ Simpson, for crying out loud. But you got guys like Mark Domenech who I'm like, yeah, you should know better. Like, this is an extenuating circumstance, is it not? He's not playing for this football team this year. Why are we even bandying this about?
No. The Browns have their quarterback room, and they're going forward with that quarterback room.
Zach Jackson with us on the hotline. The scheduling stuff, I've seen a lot of people say that we'll know about a suspension for Deshaun Watson based on the schedule. I don't know if that's going to be the case. Obviously, this is, somebody else is determining whether or not the personal conduct policy was violated, and that woman, Sue Robinson, I don't know how much she's talking to the NFL on a minute-by-minute or day-by-day basis, especially before the schedule's coming out. Do you think we should read into the prime-time nature of the schedule and what that means for Deshaun Watson?
I know you didn't read my article this morning because that thought is absolutely false. Last year's schedule came out and the Browns were locked into 4 standalone games, and none of them were before week 6, and 3 of them were from weeks 12 to 17. So, it's just not – that's not the case. Could there be some of that built in? Sure. Are the Browns probably behind the top AFC teams because they didn't make the playoffs because the Super Bowl team from the AFC is in their own division when it comes to scheduling? Yes, but – I don't think you're going to look at that and interpret that. That is not something that would be based on any facts or that could be provable unless you heard Roger Goodell come out and say it. So last year's schedule is proof that thought is just bunk.
All right, are you somebody that comes from the belief that primetime games, normally that means you're playing better teams, that does make the schedule harder to have a whole bunch of primetime games, or do you think a lot of that is just played up by people like us?
I think a road primetime game into a short week or into an odd situation, into a division game, can be, strenuous on the schedule. But no, I think I think 85 or more percent of the time the schedule is the schedule, and even those involved whose livelihoods are at stake with it shrug their shoulders. I think the Browns don't want a December bye week. I think sometimes with multiple road games or division tests, or a few years ago when they played that Monday night game in San Fran and didn't show up, and then you got to come home from that. I think that's real. But over the course of 18 weeks, it generally evens out. You're going to play your division teams at the end. It's going to be, not much margin for error in the AFC, and you just play when and where they tell you to play. There's more flex games opportunities than ever. There's more spotlight than ever. And if you really crave that, then you can earn it by playing well early in the middle part of the season. I mean, we were, one result away on each side from Browns Bengals being Sunday night for all the marbles last year in week 18. So maybe we'll actually get that this year. And then when that happens, you don't really ever think twice about what happened in week 3 or week 4 with the schedule, right? You got to win that game in front of you.
All right, quickly, Zach, last one. Steelers bringing in Doug Whaley for that second GM interview. Should that matter to us at all? Is that a big deal?
No, it's interesting because it's obviously going to be a change there. You know, Spytek, one of the other finalists, worked for the Browns for a while. But, no, I mean, I think you're way projecting. So I was a little bit surprised that the outgoing GM took a quarterback on his way out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that's all stuff we just have to see how it goes. I think the Steelers, as long as Tomlin is there, are going to be the Steelers. And we'll see what happens at the game's most important position.
Zach, we thank you very much for the time. We'll be reading. We'll be listening. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Zach Jackson, at Akron Jackson on Twitter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.